Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tanya Vetter from Audubon County, and she's the program director there. Good morning to you, Tanya.
Good morning.
Well, it's fair time. If people didn't know that already, boy, it is fair time all around southwest Iowa, probably all over Iowa. And Audubon County is just kind of getting kicked off.
Yep, we started our county fair events yesterday. We had our 4-H communications and we had our 4-H clothing events. We had a lot of good talent this year, and kids were very enthusiastic about presenting their communications and also showing off their clothing.
You bet. And I understand for communications, you have Share the Fun, you have working exhibits, you have educational presentations, all of those.
Yep, and we also have extemporaneous speaking as well. They have to draw three different questions, and they have to pick which one they feel comfortable talking about, and they have 30 minutes to prepare a speech. And no resources are used, so it's just all creative from your mind and what you know about that question.
And I know a lot of adults are going, I couldn't do that if you paid me $1 million. So great, great experience. And then, of course, we had clothing selection, fashion review, and a really fun one anymore, that $15 challenge.
Yeah, that is a fun event. The kids get to go to a secondhand store, and they only have $15 to spend, and they have to put together an outfit and then report on a form why they bought it, where they bought it, what are they going to wear this to, those sorts of things. So it's on the items you picked, not on the quality of the item.
Well, and I got to help judge some of those. And I must say, you have the greatest shoppers in Audubon County. I'm going to come follow them around and go to some of their stores because they do a fantastic job of finding great bargains, good-looking outfits. So, hey, you can come and see those in a style show maybe?
We don't have a set for sure style show, but the girls had pictures taken, so their outfits will be on display in the 4-H building. So come on and check those out, and then they also will have their awards.
All right, very good. Good place to see those then. Okay, so then what's the next thing that's happening?
We'll begin on Wednesday, July 16th. We have our static exhibits being exhibited that day. In the evening, we will be showcasing our Clover Kids. Just got to talk about Clover Kids quick. We have over 50 Clover Kids in Audubon County, and those are K through third graders. We started this program 2 years ago, and these kids are so energetic about 4-H and wanting to come to the fair and see the things and see and know what they can do. So we're going to kick off with our Clover Kids pet show on Wednesday night. And we have a lot of kids that are going to bring their dog, their cat. We even have a hermit crab coming. So there's a lot of different things that will be coming. And that evening, we also have the dog show and then the 4-H pet show. Thursday is when all of our livestock will be coming in. That evening is the queen contest. Everybody gets excited about the queen, so that'll be happening Thursday night. Friday is when we start our livestock shows. We have the sheep and goat show in the morning, the horse show in the morning as well. And then in the afternoon, we have some activities for the kids to participate in. One of them is the Knowledge Bowl Livestock Judging Contest. We have a new thing going on. We have a 4-H and FFA volleyball tournament going to happen this year at the Livestock Pavilion. And then 7 o'clock is the Farm Bureau Cook-Off Contest judging. And then there's going to be some figure eight races that night as well.
And figure eight races, I know, are a favorite for a lot of people. So, you know, you just see a lot of different things at the Audubon County Fair. So, are we done yet? No.
No, we still have 3 more days left. Saturday, we're going to continue with some shows. We have the swine show in the morning, and then the afternoon we've got feeder calf, breeding, beef, and then the open class shows. Also, the rabbit or the poultry show will be going on too. Then something new that's happening. Some people are going to be running in the mud run. That's the Audubon Community Memorial Hospital is putting on. So that's going to be quite the excitement. I've heard there's a lot of participants, kind of up in the hundreds.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Where does that take place?
It is going to be in the racetrack area on the back side of the racetrack where it's not being used. But a lot of people should be at the fair that day, and that's exciting for us and exciting for the hospital to get a good turnout. And so we're really looking forward to that.
I'm not sure why people like to run in the mud, but there must be a lot of people who want to do it. And that's exciting. You know, you get something new going and have a lot of people involved. That's great.
Yeah, it's very great. Sunday, we have the big cattle show that's going to be going on. That afternoon, we will be having our 4-H recognition time, and that's where we'll recognize the kids who got grand champion, reserve champion, all the top honors, and all the livestock and non-livestock areas. And then we'll just be highlighting the graduating seniors, our Hall of Fame person, and just some other little recognition things that we want to recognize. And then that evening, we're going to follow up with some figure eight races. And then Monday is the last day of county fair, and we'll be ending with the livestock sale.
Did I hear you say anything about horses?
Horses, the horse show is on Friday, July 18th at 9 a.m. And the horse group, they also have a horse fun show, which is always fun to watch. They do a lot of interesting things, and I don't know how they can ride at the same time and do these games. And I know I would fall off and probably injure myself, but those guys have a lot of good talent. But they're going to be having some fun on Saturday, July 19th at noon. And then on Sunday, July 20th, there's going to be an open horse show at 9.
Okay. It's one of the things that folks may want to remember, especially if you're coming from Cass County where there's no open classes, that when you come to the Audubon County Fair, you also have open classes in many of these areas. I'm guessing you probably still have some open classes like in vegetables and crafts and photography.
Yep, the Agri Hall always has their open class exhibits, like you had said. There's visual arts and there's vegetables that you can bring. So the Agri Hall gets pretty filled up with all those open class things, and that's exciting that the people in the community want to continue showcasing their talents with whatever project that they think of and want to bring to the fair.
And another thing that you have not mentioned, I have to remind you, Tanya, are those plots of plants, garden plots. I'm not sure how you call them, but they are usually marvelous around the 4-H building. That's a project for individuals and groups.
Yep, it's for individuals or groups. You get to have a garden plot around the 4-H-er poultry building, and it's your responsibility throughout the summer to maintain that, water it, pull the weeds. Don't wait till the last minute to go get some plants, some Shopko, and dig into the ground or just put a pot in there. But it really helps beautify the fairgrounds, and the kids do such a great job. I've been out there a couple of times and have really seen some interesting ones, but they're but I can't wait to see the final touches that these kids are going to be doing. So, make sure you come and check that out when you come to the fair, and really appreciate the talent that these kids have.
Yeah. They usually choose some kind of theme, and as you say, this isn't a last-minute project for that. They have to start earlier.
Yep, they start when everybody else starts planting their gardens, whether it's vegetables or flowers. Yeah. So it's a huge time commitment that these kids have to do. And it's just great to see that they have that interest in horticulture as well as having time management.
And I guess we just want to encourage everybody to come to the Audubon County Fair, whatever fair, because you can learn so much from all these young people. And it's pretty exciting, Tanya.
It's very exciting. I've been working in Audubon County Extension for a total of 8 years. And it's just great to see the talents that these kids have done. I remember a couple of kids that they started when I first started, and I got to see them when they graduated. So it's just great to see how they have grown over the years and how well they can take what they learned from 4-H and use that when they go to college and out in the work workforce. So yeah, it's just, it's amazing how these kids adapt to things and really put their minds to it to make something really great.
Well, thank you very much, Tanya Vetter, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. Come visit the Audubon County Fair.